Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
So, Brad, I want to start this episode off by just apologizing to everyone. This episode's going to be late because we're recording on New Year's Eve, and there's just no way I'm going to get this recorded and put out tomorrow. So this one's going to be a little late. Sorry about that. But since
wait,
we're recording...
Wait. You think New Year's Eve is more... Dude, you don't get to celebrate New Year's until you're done editing.
You don't get to talk because you're on vacation. And
that's right. So if my audio sounds a bit different, or maybe you hear some birds or something, that's because I'm sitting in a condo in Kauai, Hawaii, recording. But I did show up, okay? I showed up. I'm doing my part. Maybe we had to adjust our recording time because of me. But all the same, you're going to get it edited, and eventually it'll come out.
Yes. But since we were recording on New Year's Eve, I had thought maybe it would be fun to talk about the craziness of trying to go to Walt Disney World on New Year's Eve. You know, whether you're just going to one of the parks or whether you're going to Epcot to be there for the fireworks. But when I brought this up to you in the pre-show, I did not realize that your family is there right now doing the crazy thing.
That's right. They are experiencing this firsthand. So when we talked, last week or whatever, and I said, yeah, we can't release this episode because Mom doesn't know that she's getting to go to Walt Disney World. I also, maybe some of you noticed, I said, my whole family is going. And I said, well, at least my mom and my sister are. That's because I was trying not to ruin the other part of the surprise, which was that my dad was actually flying down to meet Mom and sister. He actually flew down yesterday, so on the 30th. So they're doing, you know, basically 3 days, the 30th, 31st, and 1st at Disney. So, yeah, all three of them will be dealing with the insanity that is a New Year's Eve. And, you know, we've done Christmas Day before, which was crazy. And I've heard that New Year's Eve can get even worse. So I'm not too envious of them. I mean, they are at Walt Disney World, but they're at Walt Disney World where, just looking around right now, the Space Mountain is at a 330-minute wait. Seven Dwarfs is at 210. So, you know, 5.5-hour wait. Is that right? Yeah. 5.5-hour wait.
I cannot believe Space Mountain is that bad.
Yeah, the wait times are... That's like, what, close to half of your day?
Yeah.
In line for Spaceship Earth. But now it's also worth noting that Magic Kingdom, from what I've been seeing, is currently at Phase B for capacity. So they are still letting people in. And so as we talk about, you know, New Year's Eve, or if you're looking at going on Christmas Day, anytime, or July 4th, which is also a busy holiday, especially for... actually, especially for Epcot, because again, fireworks. It's worth noting that, you know, you're in Phase B, which means that no one-day tickets, no re-entering, no crossing over, right? But if you have dining reservations, if you have Memory Maker, if you are a WDW Resort guest, if you've got a FastPass Plus reservations, and you're a resort hotel guest, all of those people can continue to get in.
But it's going to be incredibly crowded.
Oh, it's incredibly crowded. But what I'm saying is, like, if your hope is to go to Walt Disney World on one of these, like, I understand it is the peak season, so it's crazy to, you know, it's crazy amounts of money to pay to stay at anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go, you might want to go ahead. You know, if your plan is to be at Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day, if your plan is to be at Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve, you should probably spring the extra money to stay on property and not stay off property, because
right.
It's going to be hard enough to get in being on property. It's a lot less likely you're going to get in off property.
Right.
Because they're at Phase B right now. And, you know, now I think Christmas Day, they went Phase B for a little while and then they reopened. I don't know that they reopened today. You know, I mean, coming, and by reopen, I mean coming out of Phase B and dropping into a lower phase because enough people leave. There is a possibility later in the day, again, because the, I think arguably the best fireworks are going to be at Epcot, and a lot of people know that.
Sure.
So they may reopen because of that, but other than that, yeah, you're dealing with just absolute and utter insanity, man. And it's not just Magic Kingdom, because what the lines are getting pretty long at Epcot too, right?
Yeah. Well, and I was going to say, I saw on Christmas Day people saying that Magic Kingdom was so bad that it was like shoulder to shoulder and no one could move.
Oh yeah, like, yeah. That was our experience when we went. Again,
it's miserable.
You do not go to the Walt Disney World Resort with the plan of actually getting to do things on these sorts of days. Like, if you want to go for the experience of saying that you've been there on that day, that's awesome. You know, go for it. But there is no, like, I couldn't suggest to somebody to go on Christmas Day, having been on Christmas Day, unless they just wanted to be at Magic Kingdom on Christmas Day.
Right.
Because that, yeah, you don't get to really do anything. I mean, now, we were lucky enough that we had, you know, dining reservations, so we had a place to eat. But if I recall correctly, we had dining reservations for lunch or dinner, and the other one, we actually had to go get food. Oh, dude, quick service food and beverage on a day like that.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, lines out the... And again, talking about, you know, hearkening back to Christmas Day, which is going to be similar to what people are experiencing today as well. You know, Pinocchio Village House, the line was out the door and down the, you know, down one of the streets or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you just had a cast member holding up one of those little signs that said, this is the end of the line for Pinocchio Village House.
That's crazy. And I think yesterday, Stitch's Great Escape had like a 50-minute wait. That made me laugh.
Hey. Stitch's Great Escape has big waits because people know that they only get so many opportunities to visit. It's at a 45-minute wait right now.
That it's going away forever.
That's right. Hey, the Laugh Floor is at a 30-minute wait, and the Mad Tea Party is at 25. So, based on wait times, the Mad Tea Party should close, and Stitch's Great Escape should stay open.
Sure. Agreed.
Okay. And the Carousel... Dude, Carousel's at a 20-minute wait. We can get rid of that right now.
That's pretty crazy for Carousel Progress.
No, not Carousel of Progress.
Oh.
The Carousel. Yes, you know, the carousel right behind the castle. So,
yes.
Get rid of that. It's only at a 20-minute wait. That thing, nobody even cares about it. So, And a bunch of people just hit unsubscribe to missing the mouse. But, yes, so Magic Kingdom, crazy amounts of wait. Like we said, Epcot, where the fireworks are, the waits are getting pretty long there. Right,
it's going to be worse, I think. I mean, because the good fireworks are at Epcot. I think probably, oh, what is it, 2:18 there? I'd say in an hour or two, people are going to start sitting down for fireworks.
I mean, if you want a good spot,
yeah,
if you want a spot,
it's a madhouse. From the pictures I've seen, I've never been, and I'm not there now, and I probably would never choose to pay money to have that experience, but man, what a crazy thing. I mean, Spaceship Earth is what it at 100 minutes right now.
It just dropped down to 40. So pre-show we were looking at 90-100 minutes, but yeah, it just dropped down to 40. So hey,
that's still much longer than I've ever waited.
See, that is that's a pretty short wait. I've done Fast Pass and seen it at, you know, 50, 60 minutes. It just has to do with time of day that you do it. But, I mean, looking at, you know, Test Track's at a three-hour wait. Soarin' is at almost a three-hour wait. Yeah, it's definitely a busy day in Epcot. And, again, I think you're going to see that the wait times will likely go up the later in the day that it is. And
definitely
Frozen Ever After is currently 101, is currently closed. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are you supposed to, like, why? That's why waits aren't longer at Epcot yet. Because, if Frozen is closed, what is even the point of going to Epcot, right?
So I love living with the land. It's, you know, a boat ride where they talk about all the stuff that they grow, and it's one of the last remaining edutainment Epcot things. Why on earth would anybody wait 75 minutes to go on Living with the Land, except if they didn't know what it was?
Because it is indoors. Because the queue is indoors.
True.
And, you know, and you get a break. And I don't know, because it's pretty nice out in Orlando today. I talked to my dad yesterday, and he was saying it was starting to get a little bit cool, but, you know, we were talking like upper 50s, low 60s. So, you know, that seems pretty manageable. I don't personally know why anybody would wait 75 minutes for Living with the Land, but again, part of it is you go with the expectation that you're just going to be waiting in long lines,
right?
And if you've already done some of the other things, and your next fast pass isn't for an hour and a half, why not wait in line for Living with the Land? I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, you can go sit around and people watch, I guess. But
and I can understand, because like Claire's and my first experience with it was getting in line while we were waiting for our fast pass for Soarin', and we didn't know what it was, and so we just got on it thinking it was, you know, like a boat ride. And what we got was a tour of, you know, backstage at Epcot. And it's one of the things that we love to do because of that experience. Like, it was just so not what we were expecting. But I really cannot imagine waiting more than an hour for that.
You could still fast pass plus it. But yeah, again,
if you're just going to stand around, you might as well stand around in service of doing something, I guess.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. Wait times are you know, actually not too bad for Epcot right now.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. Wait times are typically going to be a little bit high. So you may actually be looking at an hour wait instead of a 70, or heck, you may be looking at a 75-minute wait. But, you know, wait times really aren't that bad at Epcot right now. Wait times really aren't that bad at Magic Kingdom right now. And I know I say this with a 5.5-hour wait at Space Mountain. But again, like the thing that I try to tell people, because, and you know, I talk to a lot of people who want to go at Thanksgiving, who want to go at Christmas, who want to, you know, because these are the times when their kids have vacation, right?
Right.
And again, first of all, I tell them, if there's some other time you can go, I would probably suggest going at that some other time, because it's not going to be a great experience from a crowd perspective. But then the other side of that is, like, if that's what you want to do, or if that's the only time that you can go, then go. But just as long as you know that is, to me, it's all about setting realistic expectations, right? If you know that you're going to be, you know, that average wait times are going to be 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and you can mentally prepare yourself for, I'm going to be standing in most lines for 2 hours, right? Then when you stand in a line for 2 hours, is it fun? No, not really. It still kind of stinks that you have to stand in line for 2 hours, but you've come to accept that. And then when you get to stand in a line for 25 minutes, you're like, sweet, this is a really fast attraction, you know, as opposed to people who think I should just get right on to everything. And so then 25 minutes feels like a little bit of a wait, and you know, they just get frustrated and upset at that 2 hour wait.
Right. Yeah, I understand. I think it's good that Disney tends to under promise and over deliver on wait times, for exactly the reason that you were saying, is because if you're told you're going to wait an hour and you only wait 20 minutes, mentally you're good to go.
Well, even if you get told you're going to wait an hour and you wait like 55 minutes, you're right. Like, well, at least it wasn't 60.
So you've been on Christmas. You said you've never been on New Year's. Would you consider going on New Year's?
Sure, I would. Again, because of being able to say that I was there on New Year's. I, you know, again, dealing with all of the crowds, not fun to me. And I wouldn't probably want to plan a trip around a New Year's visit. So, you know, that usual, I want to be there at least 5 days thing, that probably wouldn't apply for a New Year's trip. I would probably want that to be a quick 2-3 day trip, because I don't want to do the outlay of money to go at peak season. And knowing that, you know, there are plenty of people that are going to be there and make all the lines long. But to actually go on New Year's Eve and get to see, you know, I saw the fireworks at 4th of July at Epcot when I was working there, and it was awesome. Such a cool thing to get to see, you know, all of the extra stuff that they do. And I expect that New Year's Eve is very much the same way. So I'd love to be there to experience the event. You know, there's something cool about saying that you were at Magic Kingdom or at Epcot when it was, you know, shoulder to shoulder people and no, and everybody can barely move, right? But again,
it's bragging rights a little bit.
It's definitely bragging rights. It's definitely getting, you know, you can see all the pictures in the world, but there's something about knowing that you've actually been there. Like, I didn't just hear about it. I didn't just see it. I experienced that. So, and that's experiencing the bad side of it, perhaps. But then also getting to, again, experience the fireworks. So, yeah, I would definitely go for New Year's Eve, I think. Are you not of the same?
I would never go on Christmas or New Year's. Ever. If it was a free trip, yeah, I would. But I would not do that. I'm not interested in the bragging rights of being there. But I'm not a huge fan of crowds in general. So mixing my disdain for big crowds with my favorite place in the world does not appeal to me.
See, I have no desire. Like, I am all about avoiding crowds too, but there's something about, I don't know, just again, that knowing, like, if I plan, I don't even want to plan my trip for Thanksgiving, right? Because to me, Thanksgiving, the crowds are too crazy.
Right.
But, you know, and Thanksgiving, I wouldn't even want to be there to say that I was there. There's just no, you know, but there is something to the Christmas Day. There's something to the New Year's Eve. Those specific events that, yeah, you could sign me up. I would be willing to take the plunge and do one of those. But yeah, again, never for someone's first trip would I suggest that they go.
Definitely not.
Because you need to experience Walt Disney World for what it actually is so that you can understand how it differs. Like, if that becomes your baseline expectation of what Walt Disney World is, I understand completely that you never, ever, ever,
right,
ever go back to Walt Disney
right.
World because you're like, who would ever want to deal with this?
Right. Brad, I think we'll call this one a little mini-sode so you can get back to enjoying your Hawaiian vacation.
That's right. I've got to get back out to that beach, man. It's calling to me, you know, while you're still dealing with midday, it's early morning here. It's perfect time to go, you know, soak my feet a little bit, catch some waves.
Well, it's also rapidly approaching 20 degrees here, so there will be no catching waves or soaking of anything for me.
You know, you can always go give your daughter a bath, and she can create the waves for you and the nice, you know, and the nice warm water. So, see, problem solved. You can go catch some waves too.
I think that'll do it for this episode. You can follow us on Twitter at MTM Podcast. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can visit us on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And until then, have a magical day.